This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Because you look back at the Bills' history, and I wanted to get your opinion on this. You know me. I'm a sicko. I'm a jersey collector. I'm feeling like they might go Navy.
Ew.
Sports Talk Saturday.
The worst thing you could have brought up to me right there. Hey, remember the Bills jerseys that kind of make you want to throw up in your mouth? Nothing good comes from that. And if any of you that is listening right now wants to defend those ugly Navy uniforms, you're wrong, and it's okay. Just get a hug from somebody.
On WGR.
Programming note, the last hour of Sports Talk Saturday is just going to be me powerbombing Joe Kelly through a table.
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome into Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you. Still hating Navy jerseys, never getting boneless wings from Ohio. And
the list is extending now of just things.
As of yesterday, helping fill in with the Extra Point Show.
Mm-hmm.
And then splitting off in two different directions.
Literally.
We did not plan any of this.
Mm-mm.
I didn't know where you were going, and I didn't even know where I was going. I got out of here, and my buddy Nick texted me. He goes, hey, I'm heading out to Rochester. I've already got tickets. I just need someone to go with. And I'm like, all right, I'm in. I'll drive. Get in the car.
And you wanted to go to game one, but it was on schedule release
night. I wanted to go to game one.
So it worked out for you perfectly. You got to go to game two. The one they actually come out victorious. So
I go to the Rochester Americans game last night. You go to the Buffalo Bandits game last night. Both scenes have parties in the plaza, and it breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm.
To see Rochester closing the streets up for attendance that was over 9,000 strong last night.
At Blue Cross Arena.
At Blue Cross Arena in Rochester. Our friends down the road, Danger and Battaglia, they are talking with Paul Hamilton. And I did not make it in time to heckle Paul. I should have. I should have. Shame on me. But the last time the Sabres made the playoffs, food trucks were not a popular thing.
No, it was like...
Think about that.
Street meat was not acceptable.
Think about it. Food trucks were not a common occurrence. Uber did not exist. Could you imagine how buck wild it'll be when the Buffalo Sabres finally make the playoffs? People will get their drinky drink on, drive responsibly, or get an Uber for their drinky drinky.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to, out in the plaza, the food truck business would be booming that day.
It would. Lloyd's really changed the game on that, I feel
you're
like.
You're fighting people. You're fighting other trucks to get in front of KeyBank Center the minute you make the postseason with the Buffalo Sabres. I'm not kidding. And it breaks my heart, though, because like we saw it in Buffalo for a Bandits game that did not sell out.
No. As I was walking in last night.
I've got some angry thoughts on that, but we'll get to those later.
Right. As I was walking in last night, the stage, everything, still there. I was cutting a little close getting there, but
right.
The remnants of a party in the plaza were still there. And that's just it was an unusual feeling walking into that arena, through that, because everything was gated off.
Yep.
Parking was intense, the Bandits have sold out before, but there was a mass of people just downtown for this event, I feel like. Even if they didn't go into the game, they were there for the pregame festivities and went somewhere else to watch the game. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that was what was happening.
And Rochester, food trucks are outside. There's a bounce house for kids out there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is for an arena that's going to sell out at max capacity at 9,000.
Yeah.
And inside, that energy was electric. It was awesome. I try to make it to a Bandits playoff game every year.
Mm-hmm.
Or not a Bandits playoff, or an Amherst playoff game every year.
Yeah.
And
could have done the Bandits because they've been in there for 5 years.
I had a choice to make actually on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to try to find a way to get to the Bandits game, or am I going to go to the Amherst game? And well, opportunity presented itself. My buddy had called me and he's like, "All right, I'm going to Rochester." And we even talked with a couple of people yesterday out in Rochester of like debating, do I come into Buffalo for the Bandits game? And there's one interesting parallel between the two teams last night, other than the fact that they played a playoff game on the same evening. It also might be the last one at home. And it has to take different results to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If the Bandits win, we do not get any more lacrosse. It's over. They win another championship. It's disgusting. If Rochester loses two games in Laval, because it's all on the road now for the next three.
Yep.
They're done.
You are hoping that they can come
back. So people might have last night seen the last Amherst home game or Bandits home game. But the energies from both crowds, electric, in a way that if it's the last one, you gave it a good hurrah for the players involved. It's interesting that there's that same common dynamic, but now for that to be the last games, the results do have to differ between the teams. One has to win, one has to lose. The way Rochester played last night, I hope there's no home cooking from the referees, because on the road, Laval was playing a game of NHL hits. I'm not kidding.
It was Bounty Gate. I've seen a couple clips today, and it's pretty remarkable how there were no calls. It was just
I'm starting to think
out.
That Laval Rocket head coach Pascal Vincent doesn't know hockey and is just commanding his team to tackle.
It's like in the full court press, full ice press. That's essentially what they're doing last night.
Like, tactically, you got spanked around by Mike Leone. And Rochester, after game one, looking like a team that didn't play for 13 days, looked more like themselves last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a complete domination of the puck. Shots were 35-19.
Yeah.
And the three goals that Levi allows, one goes off of someone's helmet.
Yeah, the crazy deflection.
One is a terrible turnover where Levi is down and out and out of position naturally. It was that bad of a turnover. Third one was a nice play of like great puck movement. Amherst are chasing. That's the only one that maybe Levi could have a save on.
Mm-hmm.
But the other two, it's like no chance.
It is pretty remarkable, though, that both of the franchises that played last night were in a similar situation. The Rochester Americans were in the similar situation on Wednesday night. But they both were in similar situations of not playing for 2 weeks because they clinched so early in the previous series. It's a weird parallel between what's going on between these two teams.
It is a weird parallel. And then, like, just more to my point of, like, Laval just did not know how to play hockey. And they're just being coached to hit people. One of their guys, Florian Zekoc, his brother plays for Montreal.
Okay.
Cross-checks Devin Levi away from the play. A penalty so egregious that you have to call this. And then a sick, nasty pass from Rusek to Kulik. And that puck is in the net before the goalie can make it over.
That's top AHL breaking NHL talent right there against an AHL goaltender. That's how that is.
I've never hated a group of referees more than that one, because it was like, hey, we're going to play NHL hits today and just let everyone tackle everyone.
Mm-hmm.
No, stop. What are we doing? Don't do that. Cut it out.
They saw bonus points above the heads of the other players for hits.
It was ridiculous. And the Amherst were doing a great job of protecting themselves, but also still finishing plays at the same time.
Mm-hmm. They were playing physical enough. They're not nasty.
They weren't backing down.
Yeah.
But they were also making sure, I don't want to get boarded either. So we're going to keep making plays, but not recklessly.
Mm-hmm.
They were all over the ice last night. It was awesome to watch. And I'm hoping they can get 2 out of 3 in Laval, because it's another opportunity for these guys to continue an extended playoff run. You'd get the conference finals. It's a big deal. Get it done.
Yeah.
I had a great time last night. A lot of people out there did. And I felt strangely uncomfortable hating on someone with the last name Tuck.
I know.
Because again, like, even Luke Tuck is being a jerkwad. I'm seriously thinking it's their coaching.
It's got to be.
It's their coaching saying, we're not good enough to do this. Somebody hit somebody because I don't know how to plan how to do this.
It's a Karate Kid moment. It's a sweep the leg moment. That's what you saw last
honestly,
night.
Honestly, watching it was kind of a joke.
Yeah.
Like, and again, their head coach, Pascal Vincent, I'm starting to think you tactically don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of hockey.
Yeah.
It was a joke. It was watching it in terms of hockey, even for playoff hockey, mm-hmm. It was a joke.
Yeah.
Your game plan was just hit everybody and see. Basically, like, have you ever seen anything of like in a movie or in a social situation? Not a social situation, but like, you know, like a joke about like you're seeing a police officer. There's three of you. There's only one of them, and you go, they can't arrest all of us. Run.
Yeah, like in those spoof movies and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah.
That's what Laval was doing. Mm-hmm. They can't arrest all of us.
Right. They're not going to put all of us in the penalty box.
It was hilariously bad.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what as of the Bandits, by the way,
Banditland was rocking last night. First of all, second of all, it was a physical contest between these two teams. They're clearly, the Bandits are the Chiefs of the NLL. It's abundantly obvious.
Yes.
The physicality that other teams bring to them and try and put them in their place, quote unquote, right?
Because they are so skilled.
Because they're so just phenomenal at what they do. And then they still, it was one of those home games from earlier in the season, like we've talked about with John Gertler, Dave Buchanan. They didn't have the lead for more than a minute before the end of the third quarter. They had a 5-4 lead, I think, early in the second, and then that was gone. They were trailing by 2. They'd bring it back to 1, tie it, go back down by 2. It was just, they couldn't get ahead. Then in the third, at the end, they score twice to get it to 11-10. And then, believe it or not, the most uneventful fourth quarter ever follows that because they hang on to an 11-10 lead with a death grip until the end, until Dane Smith rockets one, just lobs it from behind Saskatchewan's net, behind the net. It deflects off Buchanan's stick and goes into an open net, takes him up by 2, and that's the dagger that ended the game.
Yeah.
But physical, gritty, both teams. Saskatchewan deserves to be there. Like, that was my big takeaway.
They have the same record for a reason.
Same record for a reason, and they're up to snuff. Like, They're deserving to be in the NLL final as well. Right. So it's going to be a battle. We'll see how it goes in Saskatchewan tomorrow night at 8 p.m.
There you go. So we're talking, we opened this one about AHL hockey and NLL lacrosse.
Mm-hmm. That's the two biggest local sports happenings right now.
It is the local things that are going on right now. One is down the thruway, but the other's right here.
It's only 90 minutes. Not that far. You can drive farther.
Exactly. But it's still... I ran into construction twice on the way. You know, that hurts. But
not surprised.
So I definitely did not partake in the plaza stuff for very long. I got something from a food truck, but that was pretty much it.
Hey, you might be able to if they come back.
Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
But sticking with some local things, there is another team that does play around here as well.
Mm-hmm.
The Buffalo Bisons are in action today. And we get to talk to the man on your television screen and also on your radio oftentimes. It's Pat Malacaro joining us on the Western Hotline. Pat, how's it been? It's been a minute since I've heard from you, my friend.
Sure, great to chat with you as always. A little windy down here today, but we got baseball on track for 105 against the Worcester Red Sox. So, yeah, Duke McGuire and I will be on TV, but that means that those listening to the Best 1520 starting at 12:45 can hear Paul Hamilton today. So they get a little treat there.
Look at that.
Can we give Paul a break? He was he drove down to Rochester last night to cover the game. We got to give Paul a break. Tell him to calm down.
He does not want to take a break. He did this on his own. This is on him. This is not on me.
So all right, so then we got to tell him to calm down. We all got to sit him down and go, Paul, this is an intervention.
Yeah.
Pat, of course, not just the Bisons, all things baseball. The Subway Series gets started last night. That was a big deal. But as for Buffalo, what are some of the bigger promotion games coming up here for fans to get down to the ballpark, just be able to take a day downtown and enjoy nice summer baseball fun?
Yeah, I'm excited for you know, we get through Memorial Day weekend. Next weekend, the Bisons will be in Lehigh Valley, and we get back. The two of the biggest dates on the calendar are next homestand. The Kids Day comes up on Thursday. Everyone has one of those 11 a.m. games. We'll play one in Lehigh next week, but the Bisons have theirs coming back. I believe that's the 29th of May at 11:05 start time for that game against Charlotte, a team the Bisons haven't played in Buffalo since 2019. So AAA affiliate of the White Sox, the way the schedule sets up now, it doesn't set up so that you play everybody anymore. So they'll be here for their first time in 6 years. And then that Saturday night, I know one, Derek, you and your buddies would be super excited for Star Wars night.
There we go.
Gates open early. Jabba the Hutt's back this year. 50 fan costumers. Get your picture taken with. And I don't know if you're a fan of this character or not, but this year our GM Anthony Sprague was able to convince Lucasfilms that our jersey will be Ahsoka Tana this year. So
nice.
Ahsoka's the jersey. And I don't know if we've ever talked about this before, but the detail that goes into our Star Wars night makes ours unique in that there'll be an on-field fight scene that culminates in everything. And there's a pregame or in-game videos that are played throughout the game. They're replayed at the end leading to the fight scene. That whole script goes to Lucasfilms. Lucasfilms, Disney have to approve it because, you know, let's be honest, there are characters, you know, in the cinematic world of Star Wars that maybe they have plans for. And if you do something on one of our videos, you know, maybe fans might be confused. So I know it's a big process that Anthony goes through with and gets it. It's a legitimate process that I think is unique to us. It definitely is unique to us and something that makes our stand out. And I know that the folks at Lucasfilms and Disney really do value the partnership that we've kind of built with them over now 16 years.
That's awesome.
The Bisons respect the canon. You got to love it. It's so cool that it's actually like partnered up like that. Another thing, coming to the ballpark, Ryan Jennings. I've seen a lot of interaction online, positivity about him coming up to the AAA. How do you think he's going to perform on the Bisons, and where do you see him fitting into this lineup?
Yeah, I think for Jennings coming into the bullpen and just continuing to pitch the way he's been in AA this year, he's a guy that has really good stuff. Still a top prospect, number 20 according to MLB Pipeline in the Blue Jay organization, starter at times, pretty much full-time reliever now. So for him, it'll be just continuing to pitch as well as he did in AA and getting that first taste of AAA life because he hasn't been here yet before. So, you know, going through the process of facing veteran hitters. In AA, you may get some more free swingers and guys that try and take advantage of expanded strike zone a little bit. Where here, you've got the ABS system, you've got veteran hitters, so you've got a whole different set of, you know, problems, so to speak, to deal with. And then also, you know, there are a couple other guys that have rejoined the team and are, even today, Adam Klopfenstein, who's making his Blue Jays organizational re-debut. He was drafted by the team in 2018, was a top prospect, traded for Jordan Hicks to St. Louis. He started the year injured. He's going to start for the Bisons today. So he's somebody that was a big-time prospect and would have pitched with Ryan Jennings as he came up to AA in the last couple of years and been teammates. A lot of these guys, that's another nice thing, is, you know, in the minor leagues, we see it in the AHL with the Americans. You build that core. They win together. They grow as a group together. That's the minor league baseball mindset. You win at the lower levels. You play together. A lot of these guys won in Vancouver 2 years ago in the league championship there. They made it to AA. Now they're up at AAA. And as a group, it makes it easier for them to perform because of that comfort level of not only the players, but even some of the coaching staff.
Pat Malacaro joining us here on the West Hura Hotline as we're talking about the Bisons, a new prospect coming up, your promotional days coming up here as well. Pat, to the majors as well,
I have to ask this of every baseball person that I'm talking to. What are the Colorado Rockies?
I mean, every year there's a team. I mean, the White Sox were that team for a couple of years, and you know the Rockies are just that team now. Whether it's you know rebuilding, you know you can look at the Miami Marlins after I know they had ended up winning a couple of World Series to do it, but you know they get the new stadium just about a decade ago, a lot of top prospects, top players in the lineup, and then they all end up getting traded. You know, Christian Yelich was a Marlin, Stanton was a Marlin, and then they're traded out. So. You know, there's always one team that's like this. It's just an extreme example this year, I think, for the Rockies. And, you know, Bud Black is unfortunately the one who takes the fall because he's the manager. You know, he's the one that the 26-man roster is given to him. So whether or not, you know, he had you know, enough to work with, so to speak, he's just unfortunately the guy that takes the fall in the end. And he's kind of, you know, trying to move on from there.
Pat, Juan Soto has become a big centerpiece of this Subway Series conversation after last season with the Yankees and the World Series run, and he's not having the season he had last year with the Yankees on the Mets, and that's attributed to just not hitting behind Aaron Judge, many people say. Do you think he'll be able to break out of that at any point and get back to hitting like he was on the Yankees, or is he going to kind of struggle just not being behind Aaron Judge anymore?
No, I think he'll be just fine in the end. And part of this is, you know, I was watching MLB Network a little bit in the last couple of days, and you know, this is the topic of discussion going into that game last night. It's the contract, but it's also the optics as well, right? The Mets outbid the Yankees for a top player finally, and I'm not saying Juan Soto is not going to live up to the contract. I think he will in the end, and I think that's just the nature of doing business, whether you talk about Juan Soto, you know, the 10 plus year deal that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. got. I think that to me, if I'm the Blue Jays, I sign up for that deal 7 days of the week, you know, every time, all the time. You sign a player for 10 plus years, you know, you're going to get their best years. And, you know, maybe it's tail end. There may be some tail off at the end, but it's also the optics of the Mets and Steve Cohen outbid the Yankees. And the Yankees were only willing to go so far. So maybe overpaid, maybe, you know, the rumor of the suite that the Yankees weren't willing to give at the time. You know, that's something that in the end, if you're the Mets, you do everything you can in order to make that happen so that you can, you know, have that not only optics, but also you have one of the top five players in the game on your team. You know, he's already won a World Series. He helped the Yankees get to the World Series last year. So I think all those things together really work in his favor.
Pat, I would be remiss if I didn't ask about the major club with Toronto. How is it with the Blue Jays so far this season? It does look like they're treading water right now. What is it that needs to improve for Toronto to try to get themselves long-term through the rest of the season in a wild card hunt?
Yeah, I think the bullpen just needs to perform the way it's capable of performing, and I think they will get there. There are a couple of players right now. There's two players right down on a major league rehab assignment with the Bisons, and Eric Swanson and Ryan Burr that should be big pieces of the bullpen and the back half of the bullpen for this year. Once they're healthy and ready to go, they'll be, you know, available and help the bullpen. So I think that's the biggest thing. And you know, fortunately for some Bison players, they've had opportunities that they maybe wouldn't have had because of some of the injuries, unfortunately, or some of the situations that have come up. So it's kind of that double-edged sword, right? Of, you know, unfortunately, the things haven't shaken out the way that the Blue Jays wanted to, but some guys have made their major league debuts and have contributed as well and get some of that experience so that you've built that depth here down at AAA. And I think once the Blue Jays bullpen's healthy, that'll be the thing that puts them over the top. And with three wild cards, look, the Central's tough. I really do think this could be a year where you get Detroit, Cleveland, in the playoffs, as well as they've been playing this year, so they could have two, even maybe three teams in the playoff hunt come August. You'll be fighting with the Red Sox if you're the Blue Jays. So you know, there's very few playoff spots, but I think they'll be right there.
Pat, we know you're a busy man, and we'll get you out of here. But appreciate you taking some time to squeeze in with us here.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
That's Pat Malacaro on the Westshore Hotline. Always good to talk to Pat.
Yeah, some baseball talk. Love it.
Yes, and of course, making sure to let everyone know, you know, about some of the bigger promotion games that are coming up with Kids Day, Star Wars Day.
Mm-hmm.
Always want to be able to ask about that because, you know, you want to get reasons for getting people to the ballpark. You know?
Yeah, and like I said, they respect the canon, so you're not going to—
respect the canon.
You see an Ahsoka Tano jersey.
Buffalo Bisons respecting the canon.
Jabba the Hutt jersey from a year ago or 2 years ago, whenever it was, that might have been my top one. Just with them wearing Jabba the Hutt out on the field was funny. Yeah. I loved it.
All right. 803-0550, the number to call as Sports Talk Saturday rolls on here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
That 4:25 Sunday afternoon window is still our high watermark. And while we are indeed busy making sure that the primetime partners all have really good games, you know, at 9:30 in the morning on Sunday for our international partners, good game for our streaming partners, we can't lose sight of the fact that our biggest window, our most viewership still comes from Sunday afternoon at 4:30. So you got to make sure that every weekend it feels like there's a big game sitting there on a Sunday afternoon at 4:30, and having the Bills in four of them is a testament to the strength of the brand, the star power of the quarterback. I don't think anybody's got more 4:25 games than the Bills.
Mike North talking about how the Bills kind of have an interesting schedule this year of not just the lack of miles that you have to travel, but oftentimes like you're getting a decent amount of those 4 o'clock games after the blitz of primetime to open your season.
Yes, because four out of the first six games are primetime games.
And three of those are at home.
Yeah. And the Atlanta game is that 7:15 doubleheader primetime. So at least it's at 7:15. I do like those games. That extra hour does make a difference. But looking at the 4:25 games,
yep,
they are all the heavy hitters. Bengals, Chiefs, Eagles, right? Like, he's absolutely right, Mike North. On the 4:25 window, that's the Fox's game of the week, America's game of the week, CBS. That's Bills Chiefs, right? Like, they have
again,
a death grip on that game.
CBS will start a war if they lose that game.
Exactly.
In its current motion.
And no offense to Thursday Night Football, those are the worst of the primetime games.
Yes, those are oftentimes not good football.
No, and the Bills have two of those this season.
That said, the Bills have a great record with this regime.
On Thursday night.
On Thursday night. They're 6-0.
Yeah, they destroy the Dolphins on Thursday night, too. That's like a track record now.
Like, with all Thursday games to be 6-0, you're dealing with a short week. That's not an easy task.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good credit to the coaching staff on how that sort of thing happens. Now, there's one more interesting thing about the Bills with their schedule. And it's the fact that they are the only team favored in every single football game heading into the season.
I don't know why. It just makes me feel icky.
Yeah. Do you, like, anyone out there, do you feel comfortable or do you feel
icky?
Icky, uncomfortable about the Bills being favored in every single game? Phone lines are open. Plenty of time to do this at 803-0550.
I'm all for confidence. I really am. I think the Bills could win every game. Like, that's how good they are, right?
And that's how interesting the schedule is.
Exactly. They can go out there against any team that they're playing and win a football game. No questions asked. But we've seen in years past, you get those Billsy performances every so often, right?
Every so often. And it's also
any given Sunday.
It's the NFL. You're going to lose a game or two that you really shouldn't.
I remember sitting here doing Bills, Breakfast with the Bills, an extended pregame with you.
For Bills-Rams.
Bills-Rams. And we were so confident because the Rams were not great the entirety of the season.
And you then were sitting here like, I hate this game. I remember.
I felt goofy about it. I said, this is trap game written all over it.
You hated this game.
Yes.
That morning. You were right.
Because it just felt like they were due and the Bills were going into it.
Because the wheels fell off of the defense.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That was bad. Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, that looked like the Super Bowl winning Rams.
Puka
like,
Nacua, that felt personal, honestly.
It did.
It wasn't, but it felt personal.
I think this shows, though, the draft class, how the Bills improved on their defense. Yes, it is Josh Allen's star power. It is the offense, right? But the Bills, in a lot of ways, took their defensive weaknesses and drafted to fill them. So I think there's more confidence that the Bills defense can actually get the job done. And it's not all going to be the offense having to score 40 points and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think there's more confidence in the entirety of the team, not just the offense.
I think it also has to do with, there was a caller yesterday that had mentioned this when we were on the Extra Point Show.
That's right.
Of now that Josh Allen has the hardware officially, it kind of allows for the, I think we can favor the Bills in this game.
Because, they have the MVP.
Or you have the Ravens at home. Yeah, that one, it's at home. Typically, your betting lines are going to favor the home team.
Yeah, now by only 1.5 points. They stopped the 3-point home favorite pretty much. Don't know why. I can't give you any more information on that. I've just noticed the trend. So,
and then Kansas City is at home. Philadelphia is at home. So naturally, those betting lines, they still lean toward the home team. That doesn't mean they're going to win all of them.
No.
And I'd actually expect for you there to be some struggles. Good teams are good teams. I would also be perfectly fine with losing to Kansas City in the regular season if it means
beating them in the playoffs.
But I also don't get that guarantee either. And beating Kansas City would also help you get the one seed, which is the one thing outside of a Super Bowl appearance that you have not had with this team.
Exactly.
Because if you look at the hierarchy of the AFC
and
how everything has happened, the Chiefs have everything, annoyingly so. But the Bengals have a Super Bowl appearance and AFC championship. The Ravens have had the one seed. The Tennessee Titans have had the one seed. Buffalo finally got an MVP trophy for their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills have always been in this good but not good enough set with this regime.
Right. Not good enough to beat Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and the Chiefs. That was the standard you've been trying to get to, right? Quote, unquote.
And then you couldn't beat the Bengals, and then they conveniently fell off the face of the earth.
Completely. And that's due to mismanagement of Joe Burrow's injuries. That's due to coaching mismanagements. That's just also, their defense
ownership
is terrible. Yeah. And not being able to pay good players and keep them on your team.
Not being willing to pay good players and keep them on
your
team.
That's a better way to put it. Absolutely.
Trey Hendrickson's situation is dynamite at this point.
Yeah, that's bad.
negligence.
Why would anyone want to come play for your organization if that's the precedent you're setting?
Yep.
Like, truthfully.
And you saw how bad their defense was that Cincinnati had to score just to stay alive.
Burrow had to put up like 40 points a week.
Burrow had to put up MVP numbers.
Yes.
To then just miss the playoffs. That's how bad their defense was.
It's laughable. It's laughable.
That is how bad their defense was. Because if the Bengals make the playoffs, I would have absolutely argued for, yeah, Joe Burrow's the most valuable player because the Cincinnati Bengals are garbage and he willed them to the playoffs. I don't care that they're 9-8. If they made the playoffs, they made the playoffs. Holy bleep. I would have absolutely ceded power to that.
Burrow would have won the MVP if they made the playoffs.
Had to have. Because that shows, yeah, you are truly most valuable because that defense is cheeks and you managed to make the postseason.
It's a stronger version of Josh Allen's argument.
It is. And it would have been truly fascinating. It would also been scary because the 2-7 would have been Bills Bengals.
Yeah.
And considering how the Bills defense was on a little bit of a decline, it would have been last team with the ball wins. Tell me that's not stressful on your wild card weekend.
Yeah. Let's open up the playoffs like that. Send the blood pressure to a million.
Yeah. And obviously, they were able to handle Denver, everything like that.
Denver looks scary on their first drive. I thought this was going to be scrappy.
Denver looks fascinating this year, too.
Yes.
But it's not just the Bills, though, by the way. The AFC East has a lot of favoritism toward their schedule this year.
Exactly.
The Patriots are favored in double-digit games this year. Mm-hmm. A team that drafted fourth overall is favored in a majority of their games.
And 11 wins would be what I think they would have to get to challenge the Bills
yes.
for the top of the AFC East.
And I don't think New England's ready for that yet.
No, I think nine.
They're ready to contend for second in the division.
Easily second in the division.
And 9-8 can get you a wild card spot. Ask the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, listen, if I'm Buffalo, Patriots are the team I'm not rooting to play against in the wild card. It's not the Mac Jones Patriots. A third time, a divisional opponent who's on the up and up, right? We haven't seen any of the actual
on
play.
I think that New England's team is still not complete enough. Like, if they make a wild card run, I think it has more to do with their schedule than their actual roster, which is, I'd say, another full offseason of work away.
I think you need more offensive line protection for Drake May. That's still the big question. Like, yeah, they helped it. Not enough. And Stephon Diggs isn't going to change your offense.
And Stephon Diggs, I'll throw in Matt Collins. But
no,
like,
that's right.
Outside of those two, though, am I really worried about the Patriots' receiving core?
No. Very young, unproven. Like, it's just, that's how it is.
Yeah. That said, I've loved the Patriots' drafts the last 2 years. They really do look like they're putting things together again.
I like the Mike Vrabel move. I think he's a good coach for them. He fits that same mentality Belichick had.
Mike Vrabel's very annoying of a coach because he's effective.
Yeah.
I do like what New England's doing on an outsider's perspective. As a Bills person, I hate it. Like, that part I don't love.
No, because you don't want that the Bills-Patriots to start being a thing again.
I'm okay with it being a thing.
But going the other way, I mean. Like, I don't think it will. It's the Bills division until it's not. Like, it's kind of how the AFC West is. It's the Chiefs, right?
Right.
Yes, Denver's getting good. Yes, the Chargers are getting good. Maybe with Greg Roman, I still don't really think so.
But it is favorable, though. New England's playing a fourth place schedule. Mm-hmm. And they also look like the roster most ready to graduate from that.
Exactly.
Like, the Jets have a harder schedule than New England. Miami has a harder schedule than New England. That is because those were third and second.
Yeah.
New England did a lot of work this offseason. It's going to be interesting and telling to see how much of that work actually went into it and succeeds.
And the Jets basically have to recover from a virus that wiped out their entire immune system.
The Jets are in recovery mode.
It's bad.
The Dolphins are in, you might need to start hitting a hard reset button about them.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel is going to get you to 9-8 every season, and it's not going to be enough.
And he's not even the biggest problem. Their general manager is.
Yeah.
Chris Greer is just bad at his job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy that he's there.
It's nice because, you know, call it a Bills-Dolphins rivalry, but it's not.
Except for one day. One day I was upset at him. And that was the first round of the NFL draft.
Oh, with Kenneth Grant. That is a sting. We all wanted Kenneth Grant.
I was on violence watch in that moment.
I was sitting out there writing and I heard you scream, you yell. You were just like,
Why?
I was so mad. He picked that day to be competent, and I was just like, oh.
Only in that round, though. Yeah. The rest of their selections are...
The rest of their draft is very baffling.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting some sprinkles out there, some rain. Sorry. Yeah, just sudden downpour got me.
Fingers crossed for the ballpark for the Bisons today that it stays away.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think the Patriots are definitely... They're the contender for second. The rest is the AFC least, as far as I'm concerned.
We'll take a quick break here. Come back. A little extended version of Booty Cheek of the Week because I have a lot to say about something Mike Greenberg had to say.
Hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to come back a little bit early here for this because we need an extra minute for this.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least.
at the least.
But we want to stay on time because Jeff Mead is coming up at 12 o'clock.
Yes.
So let's stay disciplined here. Mike Greenberg.
Greeny, as some know.
I'm not calling you your endearing nickname for a take so garbage. All right. So what am I referring to here? Well, first of all, I had to sit here in the studio for the NHL draft lottery to see the New York Islanders win the first overall pick when they had the second lowest odds to getting up 10 spots to get that. What are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
And then Utah wins a lottery for the second pick and they move up 10 spots.
Yep.
They don't get up to number two, but they move up 10 spots for it. Meanwhile, you are seeing teams like a San Jose, like an Anaheim, like a Buffalo, like a Philadelphia, teams that are now consistently struggling because lotteries are stupid to a point now where it is just dangerous.
Yeah.
I get the fear of tanking and what it could do to your leagues. I think we're also kind of done with it because the people that have been so aggressive about it in hockey and in basketball, the Sabres and the 76ers, Tim Murray and Sam Hinkie do not have jobs in sports. They don't.
For good reason.
So you should not worry necessarily about tanking. However, Mike Greenberg lives on a fantasy island.
The Utah Jazz got the fifth pick last night. That means that the team with the worst record has now not selected first overall in seven straight seasons.
In seven straight seasons, the worst team in basketball has not gotten the first overall pick. Change the odds at minimum.
Yeah.
That is not helping the worst teams because it is tough to tank necessarily in basketball without stripping everything barren. The rosters are small enough.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Coinciding with the start of the new lottery format. So when Adam Silver changed around, tweaked a few things there, he did it and he came on the show and talked about it.
He shouldn't have.
Because he recognizes, as should every sports fan, tanking is a scourge.
Tanking is a scourge. Could you also think that it might be because the draft, which is supposed to help bad teams get better, is not helping bad teams get better because they are losing the lotteries? 7 straight years, the NBA has not had a worse team be first overall. Even the NHL has managed to figure that out.
Tanking is a disgrace.
You're
tanking
a disgrace.
Runs contrary to literally everything sports is designed to be. Incentivizing losing is the worst mistake any sport mm-hmm. can possibly make, any sports league can make, and as a result...
The Buffalo Sabres are still paying for the sins of their tank. Thank yep. you very much. Let's move on.
Exactly.
I think it is great news. People saying, oh, this isn't working because the worst teams aren't getting the pick. Shut up. That's exactly the wrong
you
way
shut
to
up.
Look at it. This way, win games. Go out there and win games and see what happens. And you know what should happen?
If you're bad, you're not going to win games.
We were talking.
How elementary smooth brain is this? If you are a bad football team, not even tanking, say you're Cleveland and you have Deshaun Watson as your quarterback.
Exactly.
And you are just terrible because your quarterback is so bad. You are not going to win games. More at 11.
Yeah. Weather coming up. It's raining.
Finish the rest of this.
It's bad.
The NFL should add this?
Yes. Yes.
No!
Every sport yeah. should add this. Yes. The lottery is a brilliant idea, and I would absolutely be in favor of the NFL going to some sort of draft lottery so you stop with the tanking, which is the worst thing in sport.
Notice that the NFL, which is king in sports, does not have a lottery system, you moron.
Mm-hmm. Notice how...
Look, the Buffalo Sabres are still paying for the sins of their tank.
Yeah,
right or wrong.
Correct.
They are. They are still paying for the sins of it. That is the reality of it. They have not made the playoffs since then either. But good Lord, football does not need it. Because, oh, the Houston Texans moved themselves out of first overall. When they won a game... pointless game against the Indianapolis Colts.
Look at the Joe Milton game against the Bills.
The New England Patriots moved from first overall because they won a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know who was tanking that game? Buffalo.
Yeah.
Tanking in football cannot exist. The rosters are too big. I said in NBA the too small, that is actually probably easier to do.
Mm-hmm.
But in football, it's not possible. You cannot strip the floor bare and get away with it.
No, you can't.
Rosters have to be capable of
your
something.
53 men that can play
and
on that
field. And now it is a quarterback league. If you're a bad team, there's a reason. It's because your quarterback is bad.
Precisely.
Or your quarterback was injured. Those are the only two ways it goes now. There's no other way.
He just wants the Jets to somehow end up with a first-round pick that because they're not going to be the
worst.
Oh,
don't worry. There's no tanking in football, but the Jets are bad, Greeny, so good news. The Jets probably can win the number one overall pick on their own merit without a lottery ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible. We've now learned, like, even in hockey, the way Tim Murray went with tanking was so aggressive, that's why it failed. The rosters were still, and the organization size is still too big to do that so aggressively and get away with it.
It's a joke.
The NBA, 7 years, the worst team has not had the first overall pick. When drafts are supposed to help bad teams get better. Meanwhile, I get to watch mediocrity defined. The ham sandwich of hockey, the New York Islanders, the Tennessee Titans of hockey.
Get the first overall pick.
Mm-hmm. Because Lou Lamoriello destroyed it. And you want that guy here? Sabres fans, some of you? No. All right.
He just comes to Buffalo to get his Nexus.
We're going to talk to Jeff Mina so I can lower my blood pressure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.